I'm going to close with a quote from Howard Zinn. We don't have to wait for some grand utopian future. To live now as human beings should live in defiance of all that is bad around us is itself a marvelous victory. Thanks very much. Thank you, Ralph.
And I want to thank you. I want to thank you, David, because for decades you have provided serious talk from people who are shut out from the mass media, but have a reputation of being wise, of being compassionate, and of being accurate in their analysis and their foresight.
Thanks very much.
KABU would like to give special thanks to our local community partners who've donated food for our volunteers today. Breakfast provided by Bar Carlo, located at 6433 Southeast Foster Road, open Wednesday to Monday and proudly serving Portland since 2007. Bar Carlo is a neighborhood cafe featuring from-scratch cooking made with fresh ingredients. Lunch provided by Aviv, located at 1125 Southeast Division Street. Open daily for lunch and dinner, Aviv serves vegan-friendly Middle Eastern cuisine. Dinner provided by Boke Bowl with two locations, 1028 Southeast Water Ave and 1200 Northwest 18th at Northrop. Boke Bowl serves ramen with handmade noodles, unique slow-simmered dashis, and more. For more information on how you can support KABU, call 877-500-5266 right now.
KABU's prize drawing rules. Everyone who donates will be entered into the drive prize drawings. No purchase necessary to be entered. Making a purchase or contribution will not improve an individual's chance for winning. The fall drive prize drawing is subject to all applicable federal, state, and local laws and regulations. Void where prohibited or restricted by law or regulations. To enter, call 877-500-5266 between the hours of 6 a.m. and 10 p.m. and provide your name, complete address with zip code, date of birth, and day evening phone numbers with area code. Only one entry per person per household per year will be accepted during the drive drawing period. Entries may be mailed with the aforementioned information to KABU Radio, care of Membership Department, 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, Portland, Oregon, 97214, postmarked by September 22nd. Incomplete or late entries will not be accepted. Winner will be determined in a random drawing on Thursday, October 4th. Winner will be notified by telephone, mail, or email after Monday, October 8th. For a copy of official prize drawing rules and restrictions, and for the names of the winners, go to kboo.fm/fall2018drawing. And thank you.
Good morning, Cascadia. Today is Tuesday, September 11th, 2018. You're listening to KBOO Portland. Community Sanctuary Solidarity Patriotity? What is going on here? 90.7 FM, KBO.FM. If you want to bring down the patriotity, here's how. It's become a member right now of this radio station. This is your time. This is your radio station. This is your voice, and this is your community. And if there ever was a time to embrace the strength that is embodied in that solidarity, that time is now. I cannot possibly emphasize enough the dire circumstances, not just the four decades, 40, 50 years ahead of us with Kavanaugh on the Supreme Court, which would be enough to thoroughly and completely erode America's already deeply rotten core. That's internal problems. That's just inside. Let's not forget too that Russia is of course on the very edge of an adventure in the Baltic states. In case you wondered why, places like Helsinki, citizenship seems to be migrating increasingly to what we call the cloud. Let's hope we don't become, the rest of us at any rate, a vapor cloud. Well, regarding, though, what we have right before us, this very radical change to the Supreme Court, it is disturbing, to say the least, that those on the committee in charge of making these decisions seem to be ignoring some serious cases of perjury. And that is happening right now in front of us. This is the quality, and this is the nature of the Supreme Court in years to come. If you think that this will not affect you, think again. This appointment will affect every aspect of civil society in the United States of America, which obviously impacts on foreign policy. We have this morning, we are very, very fortunate to have Francis Boyle joining us. Boyle is a professor of international law at the University of Illinois College of Law. And just a brief quote, and he joins us. What's needed is a brave member of the House to introduce a bill of impeachment against Kavanaugh immediately for perjury to force this issue. That is what we need. Machinations from the Democratic Party leadership are more kabuki theater. Yes, indeed. Could not agree more. Good morning, Dr. Boyle. Good morning, Francis. It's wonderful to have you back with us on the show today.
Well, thank you very much for having me on, Chris, and my best to your listening audience. I also pointed out, since you're all out there on the West Coast, what we really need, too, to be done is to have Senator Feinstein and Senator Harris there in California, who are on the Senate Judiciary Committee, to immediately release all the documents they have and are sitting on in the floor of the Senate right now, pursuant to the speech or debate clause. According to Senator Booker, they have documents that implicate Kavanaugh in torture. Now, I haven't seen these documents, but I do know that Kavanaugh worked for Alberto Gonzalez, the White House counsel. He was behind me at Harvard Law School. And Gonzalez was up to his eyeballs in torture, war crimes, felonies, and forced disappearances of human beings, extraordinary renditions, war crimes against Iraq, etc. And I suspect Kavanaugh was up to his eyeballs, too. And I also suspect, according to Senator Booker, they've got these documents. Well, why haven't Feinstein and Harris released them already? So we can take a look at them and use these documents to defeat Kavanaugh. Otherwise, we very well could end up putting a war criminal on the United States Supreme Court. You know, with all the differences I have with current members of the Supreme Court, we don't have a war criminal on there, and yet we do have war criminals that were put on by Bush Jr. out there in the Ninth Circuit. They rammed Jay Bybee through before there was a proper release of documents establishing he was one of the Bush Jr. torture lawyers, and he now sits on the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit there on the West Coast. It's the same modus operandi they're now doing with Kavanaugh. And then likewise, Obama put David Barron on the First Circuit Court of Appeals, where I'm licensed to practice. Barron, behind me at Harvard Law School, was one of the two lawyers who authored the Obama memorandum justifying the murdering of United States citizens. And Obama murdered at least four U.S. citizens we know of, including Mr. Alwaki's 16-year-old son. So we already have two war criminals that I know of, one sitting on the Ninth Circuit, another sitting on the First Circuit, and that very well could be the case here with Kavanaugh. So we really need Feinstein and Harris to release all these documents on the floor of the Senate, which they can do with no accountability at all by anyone under the speech and debate clause, and have a look at these documents and see if, in fact, we will be putting a war criminal on the U.S. Supreme Court. Certainly, Alberto Gonzalez, his boss, Kavanaugh's boss, is an undoubted war criminal. I got him convicted, Gonzalez, out in Malaysia before the Kuala Lumpur War Crimes Tribunal for torture and forced disappearance of human beings and war crimes. But again, I haven't seen the documents on Kavanaugh, but apparently they have them, and we need to see them right away. At best, we have 2 weeks to head Kavanaugh off.
Yeah, at best. And then, of course, there was that a piece by Jay Mickelson, I believe, in the Daily Beast, the newly released emails showing that Brett Kavanaugh may have perjured himself at least 4 times. That
is correct. And perjury is a felony. And under oath, it is a felony. It's an impeachable offense. Kavanaugh perjured himself when he was originally confirmed for the D.C. Court of Appeals, and he just repeated it last week. So why aren't the Democrats doing something about that? That's why I said, well, someone should immediately in the House should immediately put in a bill of impeachment in the House of Representatives here, shake things up. But right now, the Democrats are just sitting on their hands.
What possible?
I just got a fundraising letter here from Senator Harris asking for money. Well, she's got the documents there to knock Kavanaugh off. Why isn't she releasing them?
That is a mystery to me. That's what was one of the key questions I want to ask you about is what is there to be? It's always qui bono, who's going to benefit from this? And I cannot understand what the possible strategy that they imagine this is satisfying.
The Democrats admitted that they coordinated their strategy before the Senate Judiciary Committee beforehand, okay?
Yeah.
So this is all big kabuki theater by the Democrats. They use these hearings to mobilize their base, to raise money, et cetera, but they did not go for the jugular with respect to Kavanaugh and knock him off. It's that simple. And they still haven't, and they still have 2 more weeks to do this. And I've seen no evidence they're going to do it unless the American people light a fire under them. Immediately, we're going to get this fellow on the Supreme Court.
Well, listeners, you heard it, and you heard it from the best. Get in touch. Write, email, whatever. The messages, Kamala Harris and Feinstein, to release the documents. It is of critical importance right now, and we already have ample evidence. Cory Booker has been the one voice here who has really shown a bit of courage, even though it turns out that what was released was okay, and it was not of any particular secrecy. That said, We've got about a minute left, and then we're going to talk to people a little bit more about why it's important to support these kind of independent voices. I imagine that you hear Dr. Boyle's voice on the air from time to time, but have we heard a point by point takedown of the faces behind the kabuki masks and the possible, because it is important here to try to understand what these people's motivation is, and to get in touch with them and to absolutely demand. Don't forget, they work for us, people. Don't forget that. That's the most important thing. I just want to thank Francis Boyle one more time. Do you have anything you would like to add before we go out?
Well, yeah, I think the American people need to take to the streets now.
Yes.
And, you know, we need hundreds of thousands of people in the streets now demanding that Kavanaugh be defeated. He's going to overturn Roe versus Wade. That's as clear as day. Where are the women? Where are the women's societies? He's going to, at some point, they're going to overturn Brown versus the Board of Education and completely gut the Voting Rights Act. Where are African Americans? They are going to continue their assault on organized labor. Well, where is AFL-CIO? They're going to roll back rights for gay people. That's for
and
sure.
We're absolutely
well, where are the
see.
LGBT people? LGBT people. They should all be taking in the streets now and demanding that the Senate reject Kavanaugh. We need people in the streets engaging in nonviolent civil resistance all over this country.
We need to go to take to the airwaves right now, and I want to thank you so much for this. And don't forget, listeners, this should Kavanaugh get actually appointed to the Supreme Court, it is an absolute guarantee of Trump getting another 4 years.